Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a stupid world record, a 113th birthday, and a pho cup. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Hey! Denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Hello and welcome to Spit Take Theater.
Yes.
This week's Spit Take Theater presentation... A death in the family.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot for letting me stay here until we get Mom's memorial service put together.
No problem here.
Really appreciate it.
After all, you're my little brother.
Well, thanks.
It's okay.
Man, it's just all so sudden. Last time I talked to her, she was in great health.
No, she was sick. Kind of sick, but she just wasn't one to...
Yeah.
Wasn't one to complain, really.
I had no idea.
I enjoy you, being here. Oh. Kind of lonely here without Mom around.
I bet. So, you know? Probably pretty quiet around here, huh?
Yeah, it's very, very quiet.
And by the way, this is delicious. I didn't realize what a cook you are.
That is good, isn't it?
Oh, it's one of the best meals I've had in a long time. Mm-hmm. Meat is most unusual.
More peas?
No, none for me, thanks. Listen, while we're on the subject of mother, something I've kind of been needing to tell you.
What's that?
Well, I've got a confession to make. I never really cared for mother.
Never really cared for mother.
Well, I mean, I know I never talked about it. But...
What do you mean? You've had two helpings.
This has been Spit Take Theater. Join us next week for another edition of Spit Take Theater.
Oh, my God.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, I thought we'd kind of break the format for just a second before we get to the letters.
Is that right?
Because I mentioned a few minutes ago that I wanted to show you guys a photograph that I thought you might recoil from. This is our world record for today.
Okay. That's not the world record.
That's today in history.
Stupid.
Wait a minute. This isn't...
That's today in history.
Hang on.
Extra! Keep going.
Okay, hang on. Nope, that's not it.
Here we go.
Stupid world record.
I got it. I'm okay.
Okay, go ahead. Do you have the world record?
Oh, you want me to do it?
That was a nine ball.
I thought I indicated that. If you,
I'm totally. I thought you had it. I thought it was part of your surprise package.
It is the surprise.
The world's oldest man recently celebrated his 113th birthday. Joao.
Joao. I think I assume it's a J. Is it like in Juan? So it'd be Wow.
Wow.
How old am I?
Wow. Christopher Walken. Wow. Wow. Marino Nito.
Wow and Nito in the same?
Yeah, his last name is N-E-T-O.
Nito! He's from Brazil. Turned 113 on October 5. Yeah,
no, ladies and gentlemen, we have a photograph of Mr.
Hey, that's one of the ex-wives.
Well, I'm sure.
Holy mother of God!
I told you you'd recoil.
That's no way to live, boy.
It looks like one of those scary Halloween masks with a melting face.
I mean, the one on the right, he looks exactly like Gollum.
Yeah.
He does. He has one of Tom's shirts on, too.
Yeah, he's wearing a nice black
golf
shirt. nothing. He's got the same shirt on I've got on. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. This
is horrible. That is
Just somebody put him down.
Somebody, we need...
He's not a happy human.
We need a side-by-side of
but the Guinness
that
people,
guy and Tom.
The Guinness people checked his... the Guinness people checked his... what do you call it? Birth certificate.
Yeah, birth certificate.
They better check his pulse.
Yeah.
Mr. Nito was named... He was named the oldest man living in November last year following the death of course, you remember, the United Kingdom's John Tenniswood.
Lucky son of a bitch.
He was age 112.
They long for the relief that death will bring.
Oh, man.
That's... Although, the guy's got more hair than I do.
Did he have a full head of hair?
He did.
Let's see it again.
I don't want to see
it. Put it up again.
Once again, and he's in Brazil, is that correct?
Can you put an emoji over his face?
I don't know why I'm making fun of him. That's how I'm going to look at 64.
he's got some hair.
Plenty of hair up there. Yeah, look at me. It's nice.
Look how big his ears
are. Is that a photo
of
his wife he's holding up?
You know, I've heard ears and your nose.
It's their happy anniversary.
She's alive?
Never, no, I don't think so. Never stop growing. No, if his wife was alive, he'd already be long dead.
That's
really?
That's right.
Women.
Anyway. Women, huh? Can't live with them, can't kill them. Am I right, Josh? Am I right?
I lived long enough to lick one of those Brazilian butt lifts.
How was that, sir? You enjoyed it?
Tasty.
added a few years, did it, to your life?
I'm sorry. It's time to get to the letters.
If he had an orgasm, he would just dust away. It would be a puff of smoke, and there'd be nothing, right?
Wow. Yeah, that's a... Poof. That's one old man. Yes.
That is one old dude.
I would suspect he'll be losing that crown shortly.
Yeah, long. King is dead. They probably,
I'm sure that the Guinness people have the next four or five of them ready to go.
Probably.
Just pull the trigger. We're ready to go.
We've got big doings about, this is from Dean. I was listening to the discussion. You guys were talking about how to pronounce the noodle dish pho. And I thought you guys would get a kick out of what I found at our local Safeway grocery store in Pendleton, Oregon.
This is P-H-O?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know how we have cup of noodles here? You know, everybody's seen a cup of noodles. Yeah. Cup of noodles are great. Well, evidently the pho, they also have a cup, and it was in the grocery store.
How about that?
Do we have a photograph of it?
We do. I was told we did. He's standing in the Safeway in Pendleton, Oregon, holding the cup up.
How is it spelled?
P-H-O-K-U-P.
Oh.
Pho.
Oh.
Cup. A real
cup.
Yeah.
Well, this was in the news last week.
As in, why did I hire my son-in-law? He's a real...
Yeah. Exactly.
There's this, actually, while you're digging for that photograph, which he apparently can't find, we had a really serious story regarding a social media trend that's causing severe burns in children.
Oh, yeah.
This is no joke.
What?
Yeah, it's one of those moronic TikTok things called the K-pop noodle challenge.
Hmm.
And it's from the, apparently the movie K-pop Demon Hunters is the most viewed film in the history of Netflix.
Yeah. Health experts are warning parents about a dangerous viral trend tied to a new animated film. According to Shriners Hospital for Children, the so-called K-pop Noodle Challenge spread on social media after the release of the Netflix movie K-pop Demon Hunters. Is this like an animated band? Like, they sing songs and stuff, right? Are you guys familiar with this?
Contextually, it seems like it. Huh?
Yeah. I was being serenaded with the album yesterday. There's lots of singing.
Okay.
And it kind of reminded me of Hamilton. A lot of words.
Oh.
A lot of words per minute, the songs. Okay. And I was impressed that my 9-year-old was able to just spout them.
Hmm. The stunt encourages kids to eat instant noodles the way the film's characters do while filming themselves for social media. Doctors say the risk isn't in the noodles, it's in the flimsy microwavable cups they come in. When children slurp the hot broth on camera, the cups can tip over, spilling scalding liquid that can cause serious burn injuries.
Yeah.
Those microwaves get sneaky hot as far as food
they
goes.
Say that, they say the instant noodles have been linked to a third of pediatric burns.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's, I mean, this is not a, it's not a joke. It's very serious. So if, yeah, it's, they come out very hot and they tip over. So
now you don't treat your daughters, your little daughters, like you do everybody else when they try to share a song with you. You don't tell your girls, oh, that's that's derivative. Allman Brothers did that 40 years ago. That really is awful.
The K-pop stuff is far from the Allman Brothers. But, okay, we do have the video now. No, we don't.
Something yet. Else.
Our special guest already? Okay. There we go. It's Christy Lee.
Hi, Christy.
Say hi.
Hello. We can see you, but go ahead. Start talking.
I said, this is our group. We are from Colette Travel's wonderful British Landscapes tour. We've wrapped up right outside of Buckingham Palace. This is our tour guide, Shane.
Sean.
John.
Love it. Love everything about it.
That was Terry Bradshaw.
Sean spells his name with an E, so I got it wrong every frigging day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't worry. I'm used to it.
Yes.
By now.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, good morning from here anyway.
Don't pad your
I don't
part,
know what
pal.
Time you're on.
Yes. But he did want to tell you that we did have quite a bit of what? Mushy peas.
Oh, mushy peas.
Yeah. Mushy peas and sticky and toffee sticky. Pudding.
Yeah. I think the UK are now in deficit on mushy peas and sticky toffee pudding because the group have been devouring it.
Really?
So going to have to, and fish and chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I think the UK fishing industry is now saved just from the amount of fish and chips that have been devoured.
All right.
So we're good. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. No, this is our last day. We've had a wonderful, wonderful trip. Everybody, did you have a great time?
Yes.
All right.
You love Bob and Tom. Yes.
They're all yelling, trust us.
I love Bob and Tom also.
They love Bob and Tom.
Thank you very much.
Never met you before. Hey, I love Christy.
Well, that's why you still love us.
But we wanted to call in and just say hello and thanks everybody for making this possible. We had a great time and we highly recommend you coming to the UK, right?
Yeah, come to the UK. Sean, yeah, when you get to passport control, just ask for Sean, and they'll contact me, and I'll come and get you.
Excellent.
All right, thank you, Sean. For a second, I thought that was the guy from Brazil.
I didn't know what was going on.
He could have been his brother. Yeah.
A little bit of a delay there.
A younger brother.
Where were we? We were talking about the faux noodles. And did we ever find that?
You mean the pho noodles?
Oh, pho. It's spelled pho, but it's pronounced pho.
That's the pho cup. Yeah, yeah. She was pronouncing it as it's written.
Right.
That's all.
It's a cup.
That was a little too close. Yeah.
A cup of pho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. in any event, be careful. There's the guy holding them up, and it's cup spelled as you mentioned with a K.
Nice.
Wow, that is. Hello. Do you suppose that's deliberate? Do you think they get that?
No, I don't think so.
No. Remember, they think didn't Donkey Kong, was that supposed to be Monkey Kong? But they don't know how they misspelled monkey.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can move forward.
Whoever scheduled that Zoom threw him off for the rest of the morning, and we are going to have a meeting. I'm calling a meeting.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. We'll be right back after this from a stay-at-home mom.
The kids are at school.
Okay, so man, funny. That really sucks. So, Dear Bob and Tom Show, Chick mentioned something about flip number clocks at the start of the show. I did last week. I love the flip number clocks. I'm the owner of a late 60s, early 70s General Electric flip number clock I had found in the woods by my house when hiking one day.
How odd. That sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody.
This is the hour you will die.
Yes. A manifest. And
this is the exact time, but I can't tell you the date. It's jammed. And then one day the date pops up. It's today.
If it hits midnight, you have an hour to leave.
I took it home, cleaned it up, cleaned the inside out. It works perfectly fine. It's still going today and yesterday. For instance, it was a pain in the ass to change it at daylight savings time. That's Nate in Joplin, Missouri.
Okay.
The flip clocks are out
when
there.
When does daylight savings time?
November 1st.
Okay. All right. I've got a letter over here.
Go, baby, go.
First time emailer.
Hello.
Want to let you guys know the orange slice in iced tea is absolutely amazing.
That's weird for you to email your own show.
Yeah, why would you do that?
You know, but
this is from Cody.
It would be.
Where's
Cody listening?
He's listening in Toledo, and then he says, "Go Pack, go."
Oh, okay.
So, a Green Bay fan in Toledo, Ohio. Once again, I recommend an orange slice rather than the common lemon.
So are we talking wedge or slice?
Yeah. Okay. Slice. Well, right. Yeah. I mean,
like they do with the Blue Moon.
Yeah. Either way is very, very effective. I got a little Tom speak from Joshua. Joshua writes, "I took my two kids to Myrtle Beach for our family vacation. My older two sons live in North Carolina. They drove down to meet us. My 14-year-old son wanted his brother to bring him a Hawaiian shirt.
Okay.
He couldn't remember the name Hawaiian shirt. Mm-hmm. So instead he asked his brother to bring him a beach flannel."
Very nice.
I like that one.
Joshua, that's a good one. Joshua from Piqua, Ohio.
Piqua!
Aren't they the Tri-Cities?
I think that's Miami County. Piqua, Troy, Sydney. Well, Piqua, Troy, Covington, actually the Tri-City area.
Okay.
Sydney's then, just down the road.
And then he says, search, organize, conquer. Okay, well, thank you, Joshua. We appreciate the letter and the sentiment. What else you got over there?
Dear Bob, Jess, do you have a letter?
I do. Friday morning, Ms. Hooker mentioned that she had stumbled upon her mom's party line. And she would pick up the phone and hear people talking. Not to ruin your childhood or anything, Jess, but most likely you stumbled upon your mom's swinger hookup line.
Oh. Swinger?
That's from Will in Iowa.
Hookup.
Is that a thing? Was there a swinger hookup line? Is that a...
I would say so.
I mentioned there was something we called the beep line.
Okay.
And it was a number you would call, and then you'd hear these long beeps, and then between the beeps, anybody who had called it could start talking.
Okay.
It was obviously pre-internet, and it was I suppose, a weird way one could hook up. Hmm. You know, who are you?
Beep.
Where are you now?
Do you remember what word you used in Cleveland for the first three digits in your phone number?
Like Skyline.
Skyline, and then the numbers.
Yeah.
Skyline 7621.
It was 852 in London, but there wasn't. UL2 is what we used. Hmm.
I wonder why they stopped doing that.
I don't know, because Klondike's a famous one. Klondike 974. Yeah.
I heard, I was watching an old movie in black and white, and they went, KL5. Mm-hmm. Well, that's still 555. Yeah. We know you're not fooling anybody.
We know what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, I like that, though, because the 555 always ruins movies.
Probably, KL5.
That's how Klondike got so famous, I guess.
Probably.
KL. Mm. See how I did that? KL. Klondike?
Well,
what would you do for a Klondike bar? Anybody?
Oh. Okay.
Never mind.
I just buy one.
Yeah, just check out and
just get a box.
Yeah, I'm not going to get nuts. Yeah. Me. Yeah.
In any event, we kind of got interrupted halfway through that. That is a serious thing, by the way, about the those noodles. So just be careful.
Yes,
out there,
it is.
Moms and dads.
Real
He's so mad.
More letters.
No, it ruined two different stories that I spent an hour editing. So thanks.
More letters coming up.
I thought that was the surprise he presented us. Was it?
It was supposed to be at okay, a different time. Yeah.
Well,
and then
the week is over.
He couldn't.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.